Witchcraft for Wayward Girls by Grady Hendrix. Read for you by Leslie Howard, with Hillary Huber and Sarah Morsey.
Amanda, you look at life through the eyes of a child, and I don't know where you got them, and it's making me very uncomfortable. Please, stop. The average unwed mother is a young moron who, as a child, had inadequate home training due to the ignorance, poverty, and alcoholism of her parents. Mental Hygiene Magazine, 1927. You can't call your soul your own once you've had a baby without a marriage certificate. Ladies Home Journal, 1947. When she renounces her child for its own good, the unwed mother has learned a lot. She has learned an important human value. She has learned to pay the price of her misdemeanor. The Telegram, 1956. Behind the national statistics testifying to the proliferating number of adolescents giving birth, a perplexing question remains unanswered. Why do teenagers permit themselves to become pregnant? Ebony, 1980. You shouldn't have a baby when you're not married. You just have to stop it. President Bill Clinton, 1994. Needy girls who imagine that having a baby will fill the void in their lives are usually in for a rude shock. Time, 2005.
Sit. Listen. I need you to understand what they did to us when we were girls. That's the important thing you have to remember. We were unsocialized girls. Fast girls, loose girls, emotionally immature girls. Girls who grew up too fast. Rose wasn't even 18. Holly had just turned 14. I was 15. Whatever you wanted to call us, we were children. I still feel like I'm going to get in trouble if I say their real names. I've kept this secret for so long, I don't know how to tell it. But someone needs to know what happened to us down there. You see, we've been taught that the devil was the worst thing in the world. But we were too young to understand that there were worse things than the devil. We were too young to understand that their job was to convince us that the most natural thing in the world was evil, and the most evil thing in the world was natural. We were girls. That's what they called us in their articles and their speeches and their files. Bad girls, neurotic girls, needy girls, wayward girls, selfish girls, girls with Electra complexes, girls trying to fill a void, girls who needed attention, girls with pasts, girls from broken homes, girls who needed discipline, girls desperate to fit in, girls in trouble, girls who couldn't say no. But for girls like us, down there at the home, the devil turned out to be our only friend.
May, 1970. 26 weeks. Chapter 1.
She didn't think things could get any worse. Then she saw the sign. Welcome to Florida, it read. The Sunshine State. She knew she shouldn't ask. She knew she stood in a puddle of gasoline, and every word was a lit match falling from her lips. She knew her dad hated her. But that sign made her throat squeeze shut so tight she couldn't breathe, and her bloated stomach pressed on her lungs so hard she couldn't get enough air, and she'd suffocate if she didn't say something. Dad, she said, why are we in Florida? His hands tightened around the steering wheel until it creaked, but he kept his eyes on the road. Huntsville's the opposite way, she said, trying to stay calm. They'd been driving for hours, and in all that time he hadn't looked at her once.